Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're going to speak about the mitzvahs tzitzis. This week's parasha speaks about vasulam tzitzis al kanfei bigdeim, the mitzvah of tzitzis. There is fascinating discussion that happens over here, and we're going to talk about some of the interesting minig. There's an interesting minig of some people that they don't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. I don't know if you know that. There are some very firm people. You know, there's some. You know, they some person said that. You know, the briskers are makel when it comes to a tannis. He said, we're not makel when it comes to tannis. We're machmir pikuach nefesh. We're not makel. We're machmir pikuach nefesh. So there's some people, it's not that they're makel on tzitzis. They're machmir on Shabbos. And they won't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Interesting. We'll see something about that. We're not going to talk about that exact whole shaila. That might have to do with tcheles and other things, but we'll speak a little bit here about the mitzvah of tzitzis. The Gemara Menachos Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Beis says Ravina was walking behind Mar Bar Ravashi on Shabbos, and he noticed that his tzitzis snapped. Now Mar Bar Ravashi was clueless; he didn't know that his tzitzis were snapped, and Ravina said nothing until they got back home. And then Ravina said to him, oh, by the way, your tzitzis, they snapped over there. So why didn't you tell me? So because I didn't want that you, if you were going to, if you're going to take off your talis in public, and then it's going to be a whole display, because, you know, back in the day, their talis was their clothing. If he takes off his tzitzis, it's going to be bushes. So the Gemara discusses over there, if it's anyway in Rosh Hasharabim, so then there's a shaila as if he's going to be over in Isra D'Oraisa of carrying, or if it's in a Carmelis, then it's anyway only in the Sarabatan, Kavod Abrius would be Doicha, Al Kopanim. Now, the reason the discussion of carrying is because if one of the tzitzis is snapped, again, this is his clothing. So what's carrying? The Gemara is discussing that he was carrying. That's what it discusses if it's a Carmelis or not. What's he carrying? If one of the tzitzis is snapped, he's carrying the other tzitzis. And these other tzitzis would be carrying. We're assuming there's no Eruv. Now, there's certain things you have to know. By the way, if you have like this type of thing on your garment, you can't just walk around with this thing on your garment. This would be carrying if there'd be no Eruv. If it has no purpose. This has a purpose. Anyone know what this purpose is? Yeah, I always forget. I have things that if they don't put the label on it, then I just keep on checking them for shot. And this guy makes a lot of money off of me because I'm a little... But I need this on here because it reminds me it was checked for shot. What about that? What about that? Anyone know what this is? It's something clean. You're not allowed to have this on your jacket if you don't have an Erev. You know why I keep this on my jacket? Because it has my name on it. That's how I remember it's my name. It's mine, or else I wouldn't be able to find it. It says my name. But if you have a cleaner's label that has no name, it's just a number, you're not allowed to go out with that on the Shabbos. Okay, you have to ask a Pesach, Pashtus, you're not allowed to, because it's called carrying. Even though it's connected to my beged. Unless you say that it has a cleaner's label, it's like Stoltz, I doubt it. But they discuss, for example, if the shirt at the bottom of your shirt has buttons or a label. You see that label? I got both. I got buttons and a label. That's already considered, my shirts have extra buttons. That's a chashiv shirt. You know what I'm saying? I got a shirt that brings me extra buttons. That makes it chashiv. When the label makes it chashiv. But if you have stam stuff hanging onto your shirt, you're not allowed to, you're carrying. So if you have tzitzis, and some of your tzitzis are snapped, so you're not mekayim the mitzvah. So the rest of your tzitzis is carrying. So you wouldn't be able to do that. But the fact is that they're only in a Carmelis, because they were in a Carmelis, Kavod Abrius is doicha, and therefore, he didn't tell them until later. But in theory, if your tzitzis are apostle, you wouldn't be able to wear them on Shabbos if there is no Eruv. So for that reason, or partially that reason perhaps, if someone is going to be choishesh that that the tchelis is ma'akev the lavan. So then, wearing tzitzis on Shabbos, you might be carrying in Yerushalayim. There's an eruv. The briskers don't have an eruv either. So therefore, they don't have an eruv. Therefore, one could make argument not to wear tzitzis on Shabbos. Now we'll see that. Even if even though we paskin tres is not ma'akev love, and there's another reason why not to wear tzitzis on Shabbos. But there are those that, for that reason, do not wear tzitzis on Shabbos. There was a bachur in yeshiva. I don't remember. I do remember who it was. I remember right now. I remember. Hold on. From Lakewood, whose father doesn't wear tzitzis on Shabbos. His uncle was a reshiva in Breuers once upon a time. I don't remember. I'm trying to remember the name. Danziger. Danziger, the Danziger family does not wear tzitzis on Shabbos. for some of these reasons will be discussed. Al kopanim, that's cool. Now, what doesn't is not brought up is a different problem. What about the fact that he's wearing dalid kanfos without putting on tzitzis? Forget the carrying. Even if it's in his house. Let's say a person, his tzitzis snapped. He's in his house. Is he allowed to leave the beged on? He's not wearing tzitzis. He's wearing dalit kanfos without tzitzis. This is a big machloikis, famous machloikis brought down in the Mordechai. L'chaim. Baruch ato Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, shehakol nehyeh bedvarei. The Mordechai brings Harav Reb Shloima Daryoi, I don't know how to pronounce that town. Anyway, that he says that if one of the strings snaps on your tzitzis, on your talis, asur leloiv shoy ad sheyisaken oisoy. You got to put it away for Shabbos. You can't wear it on Shabbos. You're not allowed to wear it. Now, back in the day, this was their clothing. You ever saw those, you know, shirts that have like tzitzis on the bottom? The kids wear them more. Neat tzitzit. They call it neat tzitzit. It's like neat tzitzis. They snap on the side or something. This was their clothing. You're not allowed to wear this if it snaps. If your tzitzis have snapped, you're not allowed to wear them. Or if it's none of your clothing. If a person has tzitzis and he sees that he doesn't have, they're not kosher, you have to take the beged off, says Reb Shloima. Why? Because it's a beged that's dalid kanfos without tzitzis. Comes the Re and says, Hold on a second. Is there a lav in the Torah? Not wear a beged of dalid kanfos. Does anyone familiar with a lav in the Torah? Do not wear a beged of dalid kanfos without tzitzis. No. There's a mitzvah asay to put on tzitzis. Great. But what happens if I can't put on tzitzis? Did I do anything wrong? I didn't do anything wrong. It's Shabbos. Is a person allowed to put tzitzis on a beged on Shabbos? No. You're not allowed to do that. So therefore, I can put on a beged of dalid kanfos. What's the problem? If I would be ignoring the mitzvah of tzitzis, then okay, you tell me I'm doing an avera. But over here, I can't do the mitzvah of tzitzis. So therefore, there's nothing wrong with wearing the beged. You can continue, says the Re, you can continue wearing the beged on Shabbos. After Shabbos, immediately, what should you do? Put on tzitzis. This is the machloikas. Let's get it again. Reb Shloim is of the opinion, if you can't put on tzitzis, I don't care your excuse. Don't tell me your excuse. I'm not interested in your excuses. You have a beged, dalit kanfos, no tzitzis, don't wear it. Period. You have a good excuse? Not interested. And therefore, on Shabbos, where I can't put tzitzis on, even if I want to, it's also to put tzitzis on Shabbos. Still, you can't wear it. The Re says no. If it's during the week where you can put on tzitzis, we tell you, put on tzitzis before you put on your beged of dalit kanfos. But if it's on Shabbos, there's no isser of wearing a beged of dalit kanfos. There's a mitzvah of putting on tzitzis. Great, I will, the moment I can, until I can. There's nothing wrong with me wearing a beged of dalit kanfos. Where in the Torah does it say, don't wear a beged of dalit kanfos? It says, put on tzitzis. When I can, I will. So what's the problem? This is the machloikas. Is it clear?
Aren't the three other strings muksa anyway? Aren't the three other ones on the tzitzis muksa?
Aren't the other strings that are there muksa? I don't know if the strings will be muksa. Kobe's right. You can't wear it in Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos because that'll be carrying. because those strings, this would be considered carrying if the beged is not kosher, because the tzitzis aren't functioning for anything. But the beged is not going to become mukta. The strings might be mukta, but you don't have to. The beged is not going to be a basis. The chayyim you'll be able to wear. But Kobi's making a good point. You wouldn't be able to wear it because it's a rabbim. And everyone would agree you can't wear it without an eruv, because the rest of the strings are all considered to be extra. What's the yisoid hamachlokes, my friends? What's the yisoid? What are they arguing about? Kum tzigein, the heilige stipler in Kilis Yankiv, he says the following thing. He says maybe the machlokes is as follows. What the Ria is suggesting is, you're allowed to put on a beged of tzitzis on Dalet Kafes on Shabbos, and now you're paralyzed from doing the mitzvah. You're in an oynus. So you're intentionally putting yourself in a situation of oynus. Right? What you're having is on Shabbos. I'd love to put on tzitzis. I can't because it's Shabbos. The moment I can, I will. In the meantime, I'm wearing the beged, and I am claiming that I am in an oynus. What would be a good translation for oynus? Anyone? An oynus? It's out of my control. I'm an oynus. It's out of my control. Now, I put on the beged of Dalet Kafes, and it's out of my control to be able to put on tzitzis. So you basically are putting yourself in a situation of oynus. Is one allowed to put himself in a situation of oynus? Says the stipler, well, that's a machloikes between the Ramban and the Baal HaMor. In the following situation, a person had a bris to be made on Shabbos, Mazel Tov. He prepared hot water. It's very important to have water after the bris, hot water, in order to make sure that the child doesn't get infected, because the bris is a wound, and back in the day, that's the way they treated the meal afterwards. You can't do a bris meal without hot water. So they prepared the hot water before Shabbos, and the hot water spilled. There's no more hot water. Now what do? We got a bris to do. So you have two choices. Either push off the bris till after Shabbos, or do the bris milah. Now that you do the bris milah, the child is in a matzav of what? Sakone. Now I have to heat up the water. It's a sakona on Shabbos. What should you do when someone's in sakona on Shabbos? Heat up the water. So the shaila is a person allowed to do that? Says the Ramban, you're allowed to give him a bris milah, which is putting yourself in a... You know that you're going to be in a matzav of oynus, and then you'll heat up the water afterwards. Says the Baal HaMor, come on, don't play the game. You know what's going to happen. Don't put yourself in a situation where you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos. Don't put yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh. Push off the bris until Sunday. You're not going to be mechal Shabbos. The machloikas is, if a person can intentionally put himself in a situation of oynus or not. The Ramban says you can. Baal HaMor says you can't. Says the stipler, same thing over here. Can a person put on a beged of Dalet Kafes and say, I would love to put on tzitzis, but at Shabbos I'm an oynus? Or do we say, so don't put on the beged? You're putting yourself in a matzav of oynus. It would be the same machloikas. What's the yisoid of the machloikas? Perhaps as follows. What does it mean, oynus, rachmona, patre? What does that mean when a person says, it was an oynus, it was out of my control? The simple understanding of the achronim is, you did an avera, but we won't punish you for it. You don't get punished. And that's the translation of the words, oynus, rachmona, patre, your pater. Comes along Reb Chaim Brisker and says, no. Maybe Oynes Rachmana Patre is the pshat. This, we learned about this in Maseches Ksubis. Is the pshat, it's not called you did it, Bechlal. It says, a haste nishketon. I didn't do it. If it was out of my control, that's not me doing it. There are other forces that had made it happen. I didn't even do it. He speaks about it when it comes to Hilchas Tnai. If there's a Tnai and something happens by Oynes, it's not called I did it, Bechlal. I didn't do this. That's what oynus means. We actually came up in shiur today. We were machalik between being over by Rabbi Matzah by oynus and not being over at all. According to Reb Chaim, be the same thing because I didn't do it. But I'll call him. Says Reb Chaim that oynus is called not done. If oynus is called I didn't do it bechlal. So if I put myself in a matzav of oynus, what did I do? I still did nothing. I didn't do it. So what do you want? I could facilitate that I don't do it, but at the end of the day, I didn't do it. But if Anis Rahmana Pashas, you did it. Just we're not going to punish you. Hold on a second. If you premeditated to do something, that's not okay. If something was out of your control, so we won't punish you for doing it. But when a person can avoid it, everybody has to avoid it. But if you hold, Anis is not called, I did it, Bechla, I didn't do it. So if I didn't do it, so then what are you punishing me for? I didn't do anything. L'chayra, that can be the Bira Machlekes. However, says Rabbi Shavais, hold on a second. Maybe even the Ramban that says when it comes to Mila, it's okay. Over here it's going to hold, it's not okay. Why? The following svar. We said, Oynis Rachmana Patre means you did it, but we won't punish you. You did it, Aver, we don't punish you. Let me ask you a question. There's a person who has to go to the hospital. He's in critical condition. And Atzole takes him in their ambulance and drives him to the hospital. Pikuach Nefesh. Would you say, Pikuach Nefesh, that we're not going to punish you for that? Atzole, we're not punishing you for the Chil Shabbos? Or would you say, Pikuach Nefesh? It's not the Pikuach Nefesh. Not only is it that you're not going to punish you, this is what you're supposed to do. The pshat is that there's no Shabbos when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. Adraba, you're doing a mitzvah right now. It's not you're doing it out there, I won't punish you. If it's just a regular oines, person's hands are tied behind his back or forced to do something, okay, there he did it. But we won't punish him. But when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, the Torah is telling you, we want you to do this. So when the Torah said, don't do Averis on Shabbos, aside from Pikuach, don't do Malachas on Shabbos, aside from Pikuach Nefesh, that you should do it. So it's not an Avera when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. That's why the Ramban says it's Mutter over there. So maybe only when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. But over here in our case, why is a person allowed to put Beged on if he knows he's not going to have tzitzis? So we're going to come up with a new answer. And this answer is somewhat extreme. Any questions?
It's like a legal loophole.
Loophole?
Yeah, by Rasmila. The whole reason why you know that you're going to be over. You're doing it, so like, okay, theoretically it's good.
You're right. But the point is like this. If you're going to put yourself on a matzav of pikuach nefesh, so now the Torah is going to tell you, you have to heat up the water. It's not just, it's okay if you heat up the water. We won't punish you for heating up the water. You have to heat up the water.
Yeah, but Hatzol is different. Hatzol, you're not making yourself
go up an oven. Ain't a Hanami. You're right. Aaron, you're right. What I'm trying to bring out is that maybe you can put yourself in pikuach nefesh, but you can't put yourself in a different oinus.
Are you allowed to put yourself in pikuach nefesh?
That's what the Ramban says. You're allowed to put yourself in pikuach nefesh. Again, what?
There's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. So, yeah, you can't just stop put yourself into pikuach nefesh. Like, jumping out of a plane or something like that. That's not okay. That's according to Rabbi Wiener. At least when he's talking to me. What?
How can you join
us? Atazeh. What we're saying, it's Adarab. It's a mitzvah to do it on Shabbos.
What's the mitzvah?
Pikuach Nefesh.
Yeah, but don't join us all and you won't get the call.
It's Pikuach.
Someone else will do it.
There's nothing wrong. You're not doing anything. That's exactly what we're saying. Pikuach Nefesh, it's not called you're doing something wrong. If it's just Oynis Rachmana Patri over and over and over and over again, so what am I doing this for? Right, like you said. But Adarab, Pikuach Nefesh is the Torah telling you we want you to do this. Not just it's okay, we'll punish you if you do it. If a person does an Avera Ba'inus, whatever the Avera is that he does accidentally, so the Torah didn't want him to do it, they just said, okay, we won't punish you for this. Right? Let's say a man is Ma'anis in Isha. So it's not what we want. We're not going to punish her for it because it was against her will. But over here, the Torah is saying if it's Pikuach Nefesh, so now there's a mitzvah involved. So therefore, you can't compare the two cases. Al Kopanim, we're going to try a different mahalach. This mahalach is brought here. It's based on a question. The question that he asks is as follows. Shlomo Eger asks the following question. What happens if a person wants to do shechita on Yom Tov? He wants to shech the behemoth. The problem is he has no offer to do kisui hadam. After you do shechita, the person has to cover the dam of the behemoth. So what's the halacha? It's brought down in Be'ah Daf Ches Amid Aleph. If someone doesn't have dirt or sand to cover, it's Asur to Shecht, because you can't do Kisoy. I don't get it. Why don't you just say, I'll Shecht. Now, I can't cover it because, why can't I just dig up some of the dirt and cover it with it? Because it's Chayrish, and I'm allowed to do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you're saying that Shabbos is not allowing you to do the mitzvah. So why is this any different than wearing a beged that we say you're allowed to wear the beged if even though you can't put on tzitzis, you should be allowed to shecht, even though you can't do kisui adam. It's the same thing. There's a mitzvah being blocked by Shabbos. In one place, the Rishonim say you can. In the other place, the Rishonim say you can't. But the Gemara says you can't. In other words, the Re was of the opinion that you're allowed to wear your beged of tzitzis, of dal kamfas on Shabbos. You don't have tzitzis? Okay, you're an oinus. You don't have tzitzis. That's okay, says the Re. Rav Shlomo Midar Yoish, whatever he pronounced his last name, argued, but the Re said it's okay. The Gemara says that a person cannot shecht a behema on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, even though, because there's a mitzvah of doing kisi adam, I want to just do kisi, Shabbos will stop him. So what's the difference? Shabbos stopping you from doing kisi adam and Shabbos stopping you from putting on tzitzis. Azay frek d'achroinim, Shlom Eger and others, comes along the Sefer Imre Bina. And the Imre Bina says the following thing. He says, in theory, can a person do kisi hadam on Shabbos or on Yom Tov? In theory. Is there anything wrong with taking a little bit of dirt and putting it on top of blood? No. Why are we being stopped here? Because I don't have right now dirt. I'd have to dig. And I can't dig. So the concept of kisui hadam, is it possible on Yom Tov? Yes. Is the concept of making tzitzis on Shabbos possible? No, you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. So therefore, if the concept, therefore, kivan she'enola b'Shabbos mitzvah klal, enola b'Shabbos, his lashon is, be'etzem eno mitzvah b'Shabbos, v'shapiyoch alilvoish b'loy tzitzis, kivan she'enola b'Shabbos mitzvah klal. Says the Imre Bina, there's no mitzvah at all. So, by kisui adam, it's theoretically possible. I'm in a situation when I can't do it. Therefore, the Torah says, don't do that. Don't put yourself in that situation. But on Shabbos, it's impossible to do on Shabbos. Impossible. You can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. Never. There's no way to do it. So the Torah wasn't mitzavah you to have tzitzis on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to put them on because there's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah on Shabbos. I ask you a question. Is a person that has no arms mitzvah in tefillin? In tefillin shel yad. Thank you. He's not. Why not? He has no yad. So he has no mitzvah. So if it's impossible for you to do, then you don't have a mitzvah. Is there a mitzvah to make tzitzis on Shabbos? No. It's impossible. Is it possible to do kisi hadam on Shabbos? Yes. So you're in a situation when you can't do it. Okay, but you have a mitzvah. You can't ignore your mitzvah. Don't check because you're going to put yourself in a situation. You have kisui. But when it comes to Shabbos, is there a mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos? Says the Imre Bina, no. No mitzvah. Pillay playing. It sounds like the Imre Bina is saying, there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. And if you make a bracha on your tzitzis on Shabbos, you're over on a bracha levatala. And if you wear your tzitzis on Shabbos and there's no Erev, you're carrying on Shabbos. You're not supposed to, there's no mitzvah.
There's no chiyuv.
What?
There's no chiyuv.
Maybe there's no chiyo, but there's a chiyo mitzvah. That could be. That does stop in vissim. That could be. Very good. Al Kapanim, it's hard to fathom that there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. How could there be no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos? I want to take it so far as to even say that maybe that if a person is wearing tzitzis that is made out of kalayim, we know the Gemara says that tzitzis is allowed to be made out of kalayim because of asei doicha lo isase. But on Shabbos, it's going to be a problem. It doesn't seem like he's saying there's even a kiyum mitzvah. It's a pella. I would like to suggest something in the middle. This we will close. And I'll try to bring it a little bit into Pesachim. I'd like to suggest that when it comes to tzitzis, there's two mitzvahs. Two mitzvahs. What are the two mitzvahs that there are in tzitzis? What's the mitzvah we all think about when we think of tzitzis? To wear your tzitzis. What's another mitzvah that there is in tzitzis?
To see.
What?
To see.
Yeah, Risa Moisai, right, right. But what's another mitzvah? Aside from that. What? Can you? That's all part of, that's like why we're doing the mitzvah. But there's a mitzvah of making the tzitzis. Of kshiras habeged. It's a mitzvah of asulachem tzitzis. Al kanfei bigdechem. Now I'm going to tell you something which people didn't know. There are two mitzvahs when it comes to sukkah. What's the mitzvah everyone knows about sukkah? Sitting in your sukkah. There's a second mitzvah when it comes to sukkah. What's that? Building a sukkah is a mitzvah. As a matter of fact, even goes so far, Rabbi Yoshev in his Akdama to Haris brings the Barichas, Yushalim even says you make a bracha when you build a sukkah. There are even Achroinim, it's a little bit wild, that say if you go away for Yom Tov, you should still build a sukkah in your house. It's a little bit wild. But there's a mitzvah of building a sukkah. There's a mitzvah of making tzitzis. These are the two mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs are connected. Similarly, there's a mitzvah of not having chametz on Pesach and the mitzvah of getting rid of your chametz. There's bal yiroa bal yimotzeh. How am I mekayim bal yiroa bal yimotzeh? By getting rid of my chametz. How am I going to be mekayim wearing tzitzis? By making them. How am I going to sit in a sukkah? By building it. Now over there in those two, the Torah said it's a mitzvah. The Torah says, Chag HaSukkos Ta'aseh Lecho is a mitzvah. V'osu Lechem Tzitzis. These are mitzvahs to make tzitzis. Can I make tzitzis on Shabbos? No. I have a beged that has no tzitzis. Can I make tzitzis on Shabbos? No. So am I mitzvah to make tzitzis on Shabbos? No. It could be I have the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis, but the mitzvah of making tzitzis I don't have. What?
Why is Shabbos different than any other most assay?
What do you mean?
If you have an
assay
not to make tzitzis, then you should be.
You have an assay what?
Do you have an assay to make tzitzis now? To make
tzitzis? Yeah.
So that's an assay.
It's a list of sheesh b'karis. It's a sheesh b'karis and
stuff.
Yeah. Memela assay. Is there a mitzvah to wear tzitzis on Shabbos? Absolutely. For sure. Am I in a kaima mitzvah? Yes. Should I make a bracha? Yes. But if I have a beggar of Dal Kanfus that doesn't have tzitzis, now we're dealing with the mitzvah of making tzitzis. Is there a mitzvah to make tzitzis on Shabbos? No. Why not? Because you can't. It's impossible to make tzitzis on Shabbos. So there's no mitzvah. So can I wear a beggar of Dal Kanfus without tzitzis on Shabbos? Maybe yes. Because that's the mitzvah. Maybe that would be the reason. Okay, Rabbi, so just to summarize, we spoke about a machloikas of whether or not a person who has a beged that is missing tzitzis is allowed to wear it on Shabbos. The Reb Shloima Midorosh says that you are not allowed to, and the Reb says, why are you not allowed to? There's no law of wearing beged of Dal Kanfus. It's a mitzvah. I can't do the mitzvah. What do you want from my life? It's Shabbos. When I can do the mitzvah, I'll do the mitzvah. We said maybe the machloikas is, can you put yourself in a matzav of sakana, a matzav of oynis? And there's a similar machloikas about putting yourself in a matzav of sakana. It's a machloikas around Ramban and Balamar. And therefore, maybe that's the machloekas who said maybe it's a tifkat in understanding what is the gedra of oynis. The pashat oynis is just, you did the aveira, so we won't punish you. Or Rav Chaim says oynis is not called you did it at all. Maybe that would be the bira machloekas. But anyway, it's not klar, it's the same, because pikuach nefesh might be different. Pikuach nefesh, not only that you're not held responsible, you're supposed to do this. Maybe that's where the Ramban allows you to put yourself in a matzav of pikuach nefesh. Al-Kopanam, he said maybe a different reason why maybe you're allowed to do it. Because maybe there's no mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos. What? No mitzvah of tzitzis on Shabbos? Hard to imagine. We said, no, maybe avada there's a mitzvah of wearing tzitzis on Shabbos. But maybe there's no mitzvah of the asiyas tzitzis, because that's also considered to be a mitzvah, being that it's impossible to do, therefore there's no mitzvah on Shabbos. So is a person allowed to wear a begel of dal kampas without tzitzis? Maybe yes. But when it comes to kisui hadam, that there is a mitzvah on Shabbos, because it's possible to do kisui hadam on Shabbos. You just have to have the dirt out beforehand. So then there is a mitzvah of kisui hadam be'etzem on Shabbos. It's just right now you're not able to do the mitzvah. When you're in a situation of not being able to do the mitzvah, there we say not to do it. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. Shakoya.